Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Let's talk two-star pitchers and Week 10 sleepers next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Friday, June 3rd. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And let's take a look at the schedule for next week. We've got two teams with 5 games, the Cubs and the Tigers. 20 teams have 6 games, and 8 teams have 7 games. Before we get into the pitchers to add, let's take a look at some fringy options, will we? Cal Quantrill versus the Rangers and the Oakland A's. What do you think there, Scotty?
Love the matchups, and he has been piling up quality starts just like he did down the stretch last year. So I don't think it's a bad idea necessarily to start him in categories leagues, but I think if Cal Quantrill is more of a points league only pitcher, I don't really trust the underlying skills that are going into these quality starts, even if the matchups are great this week.
Trevor Rogers. He's at home against the Nationals and at the Astros.
So I think you could start him in a points league. I think the downside of a bad start is less in that format than it is in a categories league, which is why I make the distinction. But I would prefer to see some signs of a turnaround for Trevor Rogers before I entrusted him with a lineup spot again. You know, obviously that matchup at Houston figures to be particularly tough for him.
Ranger Suarez at the Brewers and at home against the Diamondbacks.
Kind of in the same boat, but I feel a little better about starting Ranger Suarez in a points league.
And Noah Syndergaard versus the Red Sox and a revenge game against the Mets.
So not the greatest matchups here for Syndergaard. I would leave him strictly for points leagues.
All right, let's get into some two-star pitchers to add and stream for next week. Who you got?
Okay, so Jeffrey Springs, for some reason, is still available in more than half of CBS sports leagues, and I imagine he's even more widely available on some of the other host sites. But he's been terrific, gone 5 innings or more in each of his last 3 starts, top 10 swinging strike rate, elite changeup. I'd like him as he'd be one of my top sleeper pitchers, even if he was making 1 star. He happens to be making 2 versus St. Louis at Minnesota. Matchups could be better, but the matchups haven't mattered so much for Jeffrey Springs this year. Garrett Whitlock is at the Angels, at the Mariners, but he's been reliable enough that I'd recommend him for those 2 starts. John Gray coming off a 12 strikeout performance. I'm skeptical of what he did in that particular outing, but at Cleveland, at the White Sox, those are 2 really good matchups. So I could recommend John Gray as a sleeper. Hunter Green, he's been hit or miss this year, but the strikeout numbers have been good. Versus the Diamondbacks at the Cardinals, I could go for him, particularly in a points league. I think it's even more justifiable there. A couple who are widely, widely available, like more than 90% available, are Connor Pilkington of the Guardians and Graham Ashcraft of the Reds, 2 rookies who've made just a handful of starts in the majors this year. Pilkington has those same great matchups as Cal Quantrill versus the Rangers versus the Athletics. And he showed improvement in his last outing, got a lot of swinging strikes, and his velocity was up. Graham Ashcraft's been getting a lot of ground balls for the Reds, keeping runs off the board. He gets the Diamondbacks and the Cardinals.
All right, let's move over to the hitter side of things. We have the best hitter matchups for next week. The Royals, the Reds, the Orioles, the Blue Jays, and the Braves. The worst hitter matchups, Pirates, Rangers, Cubs, Tigers, and Rockies. All right, it's got some sleeper hitters for week 10.
Yeah, so those best matchups you mentioned, the Royals, Reds, Orioles, bad teams with a lot of highly available players on them, so they largely populate this list. For the Royals, I have MJ Melendez, a catcher who's been getting full-time at-bats even with Salvador Perez back. Andrew Benintendi has been hitting for average all year. Hunter Dozier, I think, is interesting. For the Reds, if Joey Votto happens to be available, pick him up. He's looked great since coming back from COVID. I also like Tommy Pham, who's healthy again, and Kyle Farmer, who's been heating up just like he did in the middle months of last season. For the Orioles, I like the whole outfield there. Trey Mancini, Anthony Santander, Austin Hayes. In particular, I want to highlight Mancini, who is the most available and has been the most impressive, I think. Kind of changed his batted ball profile to better suit the new dimensions at Camden Yards. Strikeout rate way down, line drive rate way up, hitting the ball to all fields. It's kind of a Ty France-like profile for Mancini, and I love the matchups this week. Players not on those teams who I like a lot this week, Alejandro Kirk, who's been heating up recently, had a two-homer game, and Christian Walker, who, you know, most weeks he probably deserves to be starting at this point with the kind of power he's shown this year.
All right, for more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye!
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.